And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A federal appeals court has ruled that the First Amendment protects a man's right to keep computer-generated images of child sexual abuse in his own home. Yeah, that's right. The Seventh Circuit sided with a Wisconsin man who used an AI image generator to make thousands of those pictures. And because no real child was photographed, the court treated the material as ordinary obscenity. And a 1969 Supreme Court ruling says the government cannot punish you for obscene material you keep privately at home. The judge who wrote the opinion then asked the Supreme Court to take the question back up because the software now makes pictures nobody can tell apart from photographs of real abuse. And in Canada, the argument is over what the law should allow. The Quebec College of Physicians, which licenses doctors in that province, has confirmed that it still supports extending Canada's euthanasia program to newborn babies. Its position is that when a baby is born with severe malformations and pain that cannot be relieved, parents should be able to ask a doctor to end the child's life, and it calls that care. Killing a newborn is not care, and no amount of clinical vocabulary makes it so. Canada legalized euthanasia 10 years ago for adults with terminal illness and has since recorded 94,000 deaths. And in California, the question is what the state should celebrate. A bill making two Islamic holy days official state holidays sits one Senate vote from Governor Newsom's desk, and that vote will happen soon when the session ends. State workers could take paid leave and school districts could close. And the provision that draws a lot of pushback is a little bit further down in the language. Schools that close may hold exercises celebrating what the holiday means, with the State Board of Education writing the curriculum. The California Family Council calls that promoting a religion, not teaching about one. And Florida is answering a different question about public money, not what to celebrate, but what to buy. Governor Ron DeSantis has made Florida the first state to put item-by-item limits on cash welfare, so the $250 a month families get on a benefits card can no longer buy tattoos, theme park tickets, video games, vapes, pornography, or fortune-telling services. Federal health officials signed off last week and want other states to follow, which tells you that in 49 other states, the taxpayers are still covering someone's palm reading. Washington drew a line of its own last week on a map. President Trump signed an executive order renaming Lake Ontario as Lake America, part of an escalating trade fight with Canada. The Interior Department updated the federal names database, and Google Maps followed over the weekend. Americans now see Lake America, and Canadians still see Lake Ontario. Prime Minister Mark Carney says it is Lake Ontario today and forever. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.